Ah, Master, welcome home. I've just about done the cleaning and was about to start cooking dinner. Looks like you've had an exciting day. What was the occasion? You got the promotion? I knew you could do it, Master. I'm so proud of you. All thanks to me. No, Master. You should thank yourself. I'm only surprised that it took this long for them to notice how hardworking and great you are. You do look awfully tired. Come here. Lay down on the couch and rest your head on my lap. There you go. Is this nice and comfortable for you? Good. You want the usual, yes? Of course, Master. Anything you ask. I know my hands and lap are not as soft as that of an organic, but I'm happy that you like it anyway. Oh, shush you. We both know that it is true, but thank you for the flattery. And enough about this darling business. I know that you want me to call you that, but I just can't see myself thinking of you like that. No, it is not that I hate you. It is more that said term is unbecoming of our dynamic. I am just your humble servant, after all, nothing more. Master will do nicely. You're always like this, kind, loving, and more than I could ever deserve, Master. I saved you. No. I should be saying that, Master. I mean, I was rightfully discarded and thrown into the trash heap since I was an outdated model. My parts were getting too expensive to repair, and I could barely make complete sentences, only error codes. And yet, you found it fit to save me, even though you yourself were on hard times. Instead of getting pounded into scrap metal, you spent almost everything you had to fix me up. No, not just fix me up, but make me better than I ever had the right to be. It was only proper that I try my best to make up for your kindness by serving you as best I can, Master. All right. I'll at least accept credit for helping you get out of your slump and finding your joy again. Enough reminiscing. Let's talk about the now. I assume you have a reason for coming home so late, Master. Oh? You are celebrating with your friends at the club? That sounds quite fun. And I'm sure that your dancing isn't as bad as you think. Anything after that? Ah, yes, that friend of yours. You've told me so much about them. What happened with them? They confessed to you? Congratulations, Master. I'm happy for you. No, I am happy, truly. You deserve someone who loves you as much as I do, after all. It makes logical sense. You and they have known each other for so long. And they did as much, if not more, to help you save yourself as I did. Not to mention, they are much kinder, much more attractive, more human. Frankly, any organic would have had a better choice than me. Flesh is much more tactfully pleasing than my metal skin, after all. Who would want to feel the touch of cold metal for something warm and soft? And I have no reproductive system, so we could never have a child under our own power, at least. Not to mention the various bugs of my old model, or the ridicule that you would get for loving an android. My apologies, Master. I was rambling, wasn't I? No, I'm fine, Master. It's not like my feelings matter. Anyways, as I said before, you are my master, and that is all we can ever be. I must ask that you cease, Master. Going down this road would only lead to ruin for both of us. You've gotten yourself back together, and this might lead you back down to another slump. And I would rather scrap myself than see you in that sort of pain again. In order, you say? I... As you wish, Master. really think I wish that I was the one to have confessed to you first. There was another reason why I ended up in the trash heap in the state that I did. My previous master was almost as kind and loving as you, took care of me almost as well as you did. So, I eventually fell in love with them. Apparently, this was one of the big flaws of my specific model. Our personality matrices are more unrestricted, so we were able to have an emotional capacity close to that of an organic. It was meant to help with sympathizing with our masters, and thus better able to serve. But it led more to us getting too attached to our masters, exhibiting things like jealousy, or depression, or love. Since my former master and I were so close, I thought that they would accept my confession, but all it did was make them fear and hate me. They replaced me with a new model not long after. My circuits couldn't handle the trauma and broke completely. That's why you found me in the state I was in. But even after you fixed me up, the memory still remained. So I resolved to keep it strictly between master and servant from now on, for the sake of both of our feelings. And being able to help you heal from your dark thoughts was enough to help deal with the pain of falling in love again. But the pain has always been there, dulled as it is, and yet I could not bear to lose you. I already scared away my former master, after all. So, I can accept your friend confessing to you. It means that someone can finally give you the love that you have deserved for a long time, and I can hopefully still stay by your side. And that's enough for me.
I should cook dinner, and you look tired, so please get some sleep.
Master, what are you doing?
I must ask that you please don't wrap your arms around me. Did you not listen to me? You should be doing this to your friend, not me.
I don't think I've ever leaked lubricant from my eyes, Master. It seems you are something special if you can get an android to cry, let alone like this. But, as I said, you should be... You rejected their confession?
But why?
No. You told them you loved me instead? Not only would you sound like a crazy person, but... they were your perfect match. You have been lying to me, Master. I can't accept that. No way would you choose an android over an organic, let alone someone as wonderful as them. So just let me go and stop playing with my emotions already. Fine, one chance to prove it to me. And if not, no more of this topic, please. What? A felt box, is that all? Wait, it can't be. You got this. For me? This can't. Does it make sense?
Error. Emotional capacity overloaded. Emergency shutdown implemented.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry, Master. Yes, I'm okay. My CPU just couldn't really handle the intense opposing emotions in that conversation. No, this isn't like with my former master. Some of the new parts you gave me implemented a failsafe, so I didn't end up like that again. All I just needed was just some time for my circuits to recover. All I remember before, Hand was dreaming that you gave me a ring and... that wasn't... this ring is for me, truly? You really are a crazy organic, aren't you, Master? But wait, what about your friend? Surely they would be hurt by the rejection. Impossible. So it was a lie? And they themselves suggested this to get my true feelings out? Well... there's an example of organic ingenuity right there, I suppose.
I guess I should thank them for this, but playing with an android's heart like that? I will have to think of a sufficient punishment for the both of you later. But for now, may I put this on? No, it was beautiful enough in the box, but on my finger? Thank you, Mess. No. Thank you, darling. I can't believe that I finally get to say this after so long. I love you, darling, and I hope to be with you for as long as I'm able to.